What if sharing Jesus in the public square wasn't hard at all because God is already at work before you even speak? You don't have to climb to heaven or dig into the depths to find him. The word of God is already near, in your mouth and in your heart. Discover how It Is Finished frees you from striving and sends you out with confidence and no pressure. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. I hope you're having a great day today. Hey, if you're enjoying these daily devotions, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment, and place in that Washington Defender app into the huddle. It really does help us accomplish our goal, which is to change our hearts so that we change the public square. And so you are part of our team. You're going to go out there and share God's word together with us today and make sure that we are all growing in our relationship with God. Also, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It really does help us keep the word of God going out, our register our position on different bills. It helps us out quite a bit. So we are going to just say a great big thank you for your generosity and hope that you'll continue to be financial supporters on a monthly basis. All right, so we are in Romans chapter 10, verses 5 through 11. It says, "For Moses writes that the man who practices the righteousness which is based on law shall live by that righteousness. But the righteousness based on faith speaks as follows. Do not say in your heart, 'Who will ascend into heaven?' That is to bring Christ down. Or 'Who will descend into the abyss?' That is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? 'The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart.' That is the word of faith, which we are preaching. That if we confess with our mouth, 'Jesus is Lord,' and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart, a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with a mouth, he confesses, resulting in salvation. For the scripture says, 'Whoever believes in him will not be disappointed.'" So you may be wondering, where does this come from in the Old Testament? Paul is quoting the Old Testament for us, and it comes from Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 11 through 14. So let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 11. "For this is the commandment which I command you today, is not too difficult for you." Do you see that right there? Moses says, "The commandment I give you, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, with all that you are, it's not too difficult for you, nor is it out of reach." And this is the premise of what Paul is writing on. Some of us, as we look at righteousness and walking in the things of God, we think, man, this could be just too difficult to walk with Jesus. It's out of reach. I can't do it. And yet right here, Moses is saying in the Old Testament, it is not in heaven that you should say, "Who will go up in heaven for us to get it for us or make us hear it that we may observe it?" He's saying, hey, the word of God is not like it's all the way up in heaven and somehow you got to get someone who's good enough to go up and get it. "Nor is it beyond the sea that you should say, 'Who will cross the sea for us to get it for us and make us hear it that we may observe it?'" So he says, no, it's not across the sea either. It's not a far way off from us that we should go up there to get it. But what does the word say? The word is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, and that you may observe it. So he says it's not out of reach. It's not too difficult. So now with that understanding of the Old Testament, let's go back to Romans. So he says this, "But the righteousness based on faith speaks as follows." So the first thing is a negative statement. Do not say in your heart. Do not say in your heart, "Who will ascend into heaven?" In other words, this is not by works that somehow we climb a ladder all the way up to heaven to find out Jesus and to bring him down to the earth that we, you know, that we may somehow reveal him to the world. You're like, okay, well, that first question, who will ascend? What's the answer? Well, when Jesus says, "It is finished," Jesus is the answer. He already came from heaven to earth for us. So as you go in that public square today, you are not going to lead someone to Christ based upon the works of the law or the works of you having to climb up and bring Jesus down to show them. God is already making himself evident to them. God is already working out his word inside of them. And you have the opportunity today to come alongside what God is already doing. You don't have to conjure it up somehow. The second one is, do not say, who will descend into the abyss? Now, in Moses' writing, he said, who would go across the sea? That is to bring Christ up from the dead. Paul changes it a little bit, and he's saying, hey, listen, don't say who's going to go down and make Jesus resurrect. Jesus already resurrected. He's already resurrected from the dead. So you can understand that it does not say these things, that we have to go get him from heaven and bring him down, nor do we have to go to abyss to resurrect him up. Isn't that powerful? But what does it say? The word of God is near you. It's in your mouth and it's in your heart. It is near you. As you go into that public square, as you fight the good fight, as you are salt and light today, know this, the word of God is near you. It's in your mouth and it's in your heart. So it is finished. Let's go read about when Jesus said that to us in John chapter 19, verse 30. It says, here's Jesus, and to give you the context, he is hanging on the cross, and it was written over the cross, Jesus the Nazarene, the King of the Jews. And he's getting down to that very last breath, and a jar full of sour wine was standing there. So they put a sponge full of the sour wine upon a branch of hyssop and brought it up to his mouth. Now, a hyssop branch was these little leaves, and they would dip it in the blood during the Passover and spread that blood over the doorpost. But this they did in sour wine, and they brought it up to his mouth. And then therefore, when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, it is finished. See, the work of the cross is finished. We don't have to add to it. We don't have to make it happen today. It is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Notice that he gave up his spirit. His spirit wasn't taken from him from the Jews or from his spirit was given up. And he died for us, freely giving us a gift of grace and mercy. And we know in 3 days he resurrected from the dead, that he showed himself to over 500 people, and that God made himself evident to those around him. And he makes himself evident to us today. So what's your encouragement for today? As you go into the public square today, understand this, it is finished. You don't have to be saved by works. You get to come alongside God and help him, you might say, or glorify him, maybe a better term, so that people may hear the gospel message. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are strategically placing us today in spaces and places that we can share about Jesus Christ. God, help us to get away from thinking that we have to go up there to get you and bring you down or descend to resurrect you from the dead. God, you've already done all the work. So help us to glorify you today. Let us share Jesus Christ with someone around us today. Go before us in all things that we may bring honor to your name. The word of God is not far off. It's near. And so, Lord, we thank you that you're making yourself evident to those that we love, those who are our enemies, those who are our coworkers, whatever it might be, God, thank you. Thank you for making yourself evident. And we thank you for this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one-click press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.